with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senator John Cornyn, the Texas Republican, says the recent conviction of former President Donald Trump in New York marks a dangerous step in the wrong direction for the U.S. judicial system as a whole.
There used to be institutions in America which people viewed as impartial and neutral when it came to our political contest, but now they've become players in the game, and I think that's very dangerous, people losing confidence in our most basic and important institutions.
Senator Cornyn, formerly a justice on the Texas State Supreme Court, he was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. European elections getting underway in 27 countries today, and the violence affecting some campaigns.
The AP had the chance to talk to one of the voters in Italy, who hopes that younger people take their chance to vote. Voting is a right, but also a duty, but also an opportunity to have your say and give a direction for what is needed. The first results will be revealed after all polling stations have closed. But violence continues to overshadow campaigns in various countries. In Slovakia, there was an attempt to assassinate Prime Minister Robert Fico. And in Denmark, Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen suffered a whiplash when she was assaulted in Copenhagen. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Norway's sovereign wealth fund managed by Norges Bank Investment Management says it will vote against Elon Musk's hefty CEO compensation package during Tesla's annual meeting this week. It's the latest pushback over the size of the pay package, recently valued by the company at $45 billion. Mexico's outgoing president has pledged to press ahead with judicial reforms despite nervousness amongst investors and suggestions from his own hand-picked successor that he should wait. The word from President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. This is SRN News. Many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to hand over their records, and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort is drawing millions in outside money from major liberal and conservative donors. Legal experts say court battles over hot-button social issues will only increase in volume in coming years. A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey during a game. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. Camara is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge, quote, for religious reasons. Other European soccer players who suffered a similar fate. This is SRN News. Efforts to curtail dangerous driving by food delivery workers are growing.
Several major cities have been introducing new rules to address the growing number of food delivery drivers and their efforts to get food to their customers fast. The soaring demand for food deliveries has created swarms of couriers using cars, motorcycles, and scooters, sometimes zipping in and out of traffic and on sidewalks, creating hazardous conditions.
We're not going to tolerate it.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams this week on cracking down and confiscating thousands of unregistered scooters and mopeds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A top EU court has ruled that McDonald's lost its Big Mac trademark in the 27-nation bloc, ruling in favor of an Irish fast food rival, Super Mac, in a long-running legal battle. The decision's more than just about burger names. Super Mac is trying to get into Big Mac's territory. This is SRN News.